The Saturday Light Brigade. Actually, the bases looked way bigger out there. Now that they're closer, I feel better. And one's bigger than the other. I have to learn. One's a double base, right? Well, we'll figure it all out in a moment. I'm so happy that they're here. I think you're really going to enjoy what you're about to hear, whether you're driving or maybe at home just waking up. I think it's really relaxing to hear sounds that come from a string bass. Let's welcome Samuel Harris and Ava Lentz. Samuel Harris and Ava Lentz. I don't know who I want to talk to first, but I mentally flipped the coin. It'll be Ava. That piece was great. Does it have a name?
It's Footprints.
And do you know who wrote it?
I think it's Miles Davis.
Okay. Yep. I you know, the theme was familiar to me, but I wasn't sure if I'd heard it before or not. Ava, when you play, it almost looks like you're kind of bowing the strings occasionally with your fingers. Are you doing anything? Watching you play, I was hearing some neat things. Are you?
I mean, I think the plucking motion, I guess, is kind of like bowing.
Yeah.
In some ways, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was just watching some of the sounds you were getting out of your instrument. We're really different than I'm accustomed to hearing, in a good way. And I really enjoyed it. How long have you played?
I've played the upright bass for about 5 years.
5 years, and what got you interested?
I just like the bass because you can play any kind of music on it. Every type of music has the bass, so I like that, and yeah.
Did you play another instrument before that?
I played the electric bass before that for about a couple of years before I started the upright bass.
And so, where are you from? What community were you raised in?
I'm from West Virginia. I went to high school there, and I'm in college now in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so. You're at Chatham now.
Yeah.
What are you majoring in?
Music and business minor.
I figured, probably. What part of West Virginia?
Morgantown.
Okay. Would you like to say hi to anybody tuned in at all? Or?
I'd like to say hi to my dad. He's sitting right here, and I'm glad that he's here and that he was able to bring me here today.
Great. I'm glad you're here, too. Now, we'll talk a little bit in a moment with Samuel, I think, after your next song. But before we do that, the differences between the two instruments, just so I think there's always confusion in the world of saxophones and basses, but we have two differently sized instruments here. And can you point out what they are?
I think they're pretty much the same thing. They're both upright basses.
They're both upright. Oh,
they're both,
I guess,
double basses.
Yeah, they both are. Yours looks a little bit smaller, but maybe there isn't a standard. Nah, they look the same. I think it's the light and the angle, actually. There may be a little variation.
They're mostly basically the same,
I would guess. But nah, now that I look at them, they look the same. Thank you for turning them. It was my eyes doing that. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play another song called Autumn Leaves.
Oh, great song, especially for this time of year. So once again, a bass duo, Samuel Harris, who we'll introduce you to after this song, and Ava Lentz from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra with two identical basses now that I'm looking at them straight. Get me my ruler. here they are again at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you. Sam, Ava, beautiful Samuel, and Ava. I'm going to mention two names to you, Samuel. The first is Rob Wasserman. Have you heard him do that? Do you know the bassist, Rob Wasserman?
I don't actually have. I've heard that name before.
Rob Wasserman is a great bass player, and he actually does a version of Autumn Leaves on bass. Have you heard that before?
No, I haven't.
I'll see if I can find it. Maybe we can play it. It's a great song, and actually it's sung by Ricky Lee Jones as he plays it. And the other name I'll mention to you, and I know you'll know this name, is Paul Thompson. Have you studied with him at Kappa or worked with him at all?
He's my teacher, and he's one of my biggest influences.
Yeah.
Love Mr. Thompson. I mean, he's just the greatest.
Paul is a real sleeper for those who don't know him. You know, when I first met Paul, he's playing, and it's like, here's this teacher from Kappa who's going to play, and it's like, somebody actually, and I'd like to think I know jazz pretty well, and somebody emailed me, and he said, do you know who that is? Paul really has an international reputation. And what has he helped you with? I know that's probably hard to answer in a question, Samuel, or I mean in a sentence, but.
Well, Mr. Thompson was really the person that got me very into jazz, which is my main thing right now. It's my biggest passion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he knows his stuff. He's a great teacher. He's a wonderful player. And the things that I learned from him, I mean, being at Kappa and being able to take lessons with him is one of the most wonderful gifts I've ever received. He's helped me with everything. I mean, my time, note choice, hearing things, because jazz is all about hearing things and feeling things, you know, and he puts a lot of emphasis on that. It's like, don't play it if you don't feel it, if you don't hear it. That's the number one rule I got from him, and I mean, I stick by that, you know.
Tell me more about yourself, Samuel. You grew up in Point Breeze?
I live in Point Breeze right now, but I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, originally. And I've been playing bass for almost as long as Ava has. And I played electric bass before, just like she did too.
And when did you come to Pittsburgh?
We moved here my ninth grade year, so that would be 4 years ago now.
Okay, so Kappa has to be, have you been at Kappa for 3 years?
Yes, yeah.
What a great home for you on fun. It's tough to start in a new city when you're 14 or so, 13, 14.
Yeah.
And Kappa's got to be a great place to immediately be with kindred spirits.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kappa's a wonderful school. And like I said, the private instruction that we receive there is invaluable. And also, the opportunities that I get through that school, I would say they're equally as invaluable.
Are you... you graduate this year, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what you'd like to do after graduation?
I want to study jazz performance in school, maybe in the New York area or also around here. I mean, I just love this city so much.
I'm glad. Well, you've got some good opportunities with really Point Park or Duquesne or Carnegie Mellon.
It's true.
There's probably some others I haven't mentioned. Well, Pitt is no slouch at School of Music.
Yep.
So I'm glad that you're here. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I'm looking at my mom across the room right now, but also my dad who's listening on the radio. I think Mr. Thompson's actually listening too, so him, all my friends.
He's usually tuned in, and I hope he is. He'll hear you on our Neighborhood Voices site, if not this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great to have both of you here. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play a song that Sam wrote, and we decided to call it The Founder's Room because we worked on it together in a room at Chatham called The Founder's Room. So we're going to play that.
Here again, Samuel Harris and Ava Lentz.
Thank you.
Samuel Harris and Ava Lentz, and they're going to do one more number in just a moment. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSHA Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. 60 today and tomorrow, sunny, more or less around 60. A slight chance of rain tomorrow, 20% or less for Clarion, Grove City, and New Concord. Sunset 5:05 tonight, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 42 degrees. Currently 48 in Grove City and Washington, as well as here at our studios, 46 in Indiana, 45 in Clarion, and a balmy 50 degrees in New Concord, Ohio. You guys are great, and I wish we had even more time. You're each playing in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, and you had a chance to go to Italy, which had to be awesome.
It was so cool.
Had either of you been to Europe prior to that trip?
I actually used to live in Europe. For a while, I lived in Switzerland.
Oh, nice.
Because my parents worked over there for a while.
What did they do?
They're musicians over there.
Oh, that's great. What kind of music genre?
Well, my dad played in an orchestra there, and my mom taught flute privately.
And how about for you? Was that your first trip?
That's actually my second trip to Italy. I went when I was really young. I think it was 5 or 7, something like that.
And in addition to playing with the symphony, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony, you're also each playing in jazz combos of your own. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And is there a way to find out more about them? Are websites or web pages up to learn about them?
I'm in a local jazz band, and we have a Facebook page. It's called Cool Breeze Jazz Ensemble.
Excellent. Yep. Cool. Ava's Cool Breeze Jazz Ensemble. And how about for you, Samuel?
I'm a member of the Center of Life Jazz Band, which is a faith-based, organized community effort to educate kids on all aspects of life, but it specializes a lot in hip-hop music and jazz.
That's in Hazelwood,
yeah,
right?
Out of Hazelwood.
Excellent. I know Tim well, Tim Smith, and that's a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have a lot in common.
I'm proud to be a member of that, let me tell you.
Oh, they do a great job. Well, thank you. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say that I may have missed? I know I want to thank Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra for providing our community with a great place for folks like you to flourish, as well as Kappa and Chatham. But anything else you'd like to mention?
I want to thank everyone who helped put this together for the both of us. I mean, we're both really grateful.
Yeah.
Plus, it's so cool to be on the radio.
Well, I hope you'll come back again. And what do you want to close up with?
We're going to play a song called Sugar, which was written by a Pittsburgh guy. So Stanley Turrentine.
Ah,
so
okay.
We're going to play that.
Thanks. Here they are. Once again, Ava Lentz and Samuel Harris. Samuel Harris and Ava Lentz, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.